Hi everyone, this is Danush. This is my first recording. I just got off the phone sharing messages with someone I used to know. Recalling the erotic, tantalizing chat we had undertaken so many years ago. She delighted me, raised me out of the ashes into pure delight. The written word excited me to no end. When we did talk, the eroticism of her every word got my full attention, if you know what I mean. She was life, and life was good. I almost immediately was excited and aroused with her first word. Why couldn't I be with her? I was with someone else. Now, luckily, somebody I used to know. But at the time, I was committed and acted that way. Unless we agreed to share our lives with someone else, we did stay committed. I should have, could have, would have, could have done so many things, but that's the way I lived. I was in a relationship, I was committed, and I stayed that way. After years of angst and self-imposed social isolation, it's hard, you know, it's hard to get through it all. You know, I've awakened. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm able. I'm still young enough. Not old. Not old at all. Time for me to reach out. Get back to the world. Before I do get old. We don't want to get old. We don't try to get old. We don't aim to get old. I think we all feel young at heart. You know, it's time to get back with somebody I used to know. So after I talked to some, or after I messaged with somebody I used to know, I was beside myself. I had to go for a walk. And I've been walking every morning, you know, every day. You know, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how much time I had. Very fast walk, fast as you could possibly walk. But I haven't started doing that in the evening, but she pushed me towards that. I had to. I couldn't take it anymore. I had to go do something just after a few brief messages while she was at the bar watching hockey. So it's good cardio, but my walk tonight wasn't about cardio. My walk tonight was about, look, I gotta shake that off. And maybe I'll meet somebody while I walk so I can help me, please. So, started that today, first day. I don't know if I'll do it again unless, we're supposed to talk tomorrow. So I'll probably have a good walk in me for tomorrow as well. She made me do it. She made me go for that walk. After her messages, I was just beside myself. Just seeing her written word got me so more and more. Oh, man. I don't know how to describe it. I just don't. I guess I just had to burn off energy. And calm my arousal after seeing your messages. So I walk like I haven't walked in years. Oh my gosh. Fast walking hurts so bad, but it helps so much to alleviate the hurt I had down below. Don't know. I don't know what it means, how hard it is to be aware that there's somebody that you used to know, that you should have known, They should have known more deeply and deeply and deeply. And share time with that person and not pass up opportunities. But, you know, that's who I was at the time. And I was committed and I really wanted to try to make that work. But, oh well. So I needed a cold shower after my walk, but I opted not. So I'll go to the hot tub instead and see, you know, what kind of activities were there that might make me feel better and get me out of this funk. Alas, no action there. Very unusual, but it was a Wednesday night. And nothing going on. No women there at all. Just a father with his son, which didn't help me out at all. So, didn't expect much, didn't get much there. So, my thoughts really turned back to someone I used to know. What could possibly happen now that I'm single and uncommitted? What could occur in the future in this new conversation? And we really haven't talked in, or messaged, geez, in a year and a half. I don't know. I don't know what could happen. But I was in the hot tub. Oh, the bubbles of the hot tub just kind of trickled from my knee up to my thigh. And I just imagined that it was someone I used to know, rubbing, you know, moving your fingers or rubbing your fingers from my knee to my thigh and making me feel so good. Now, every bubble, I thought, it's like, how good would that be? As I got closer and closer and closer and rubbing up against, oh, my arousal, if that were her. So we will see what happens next with someone that I used to know.